This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The UN Security Council is set to meet Wednesday to discuss the recent outbreak of violence between Israelis and Palestinians. Israel launched more airstrikes on Gaza early Tuesday, hitting the high-rise home of a Hamas field commander. Militants fired more than 250 missiles at Israel. They killed two women, the first Israeli casualties in the current violence. At least 28 Palestinians, including 9 children, have been reported killed in Gaza. In response, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said officials have decided to increase both the strength and rate of the strikes on the Gaza Strip against the militant groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Netanyahu said, quote, "Hamas will receive blows now that it didn't expect." Hamas fired some of the rockets Monday evening, minutes after the expiration of a 6 p.m. deadline for Israel to remove its forces from the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem's Old City. There have been a number of clashes at the mosque in the past few days. The site is the most important religious site in the world for Jews and one of the most important for Muslims. As tensions and armed clashes mounted, the Israeli military said it is sending troop reinforcements to the Gaza border and mobilizing 5,000 reserve soldiers. Netanyahu has warned that fighting could continue for some time. Those are his words. More than 700 Palestinians have been injured fighting in the contested city of Jerusalem and across the West Bank. Hundreds of residents in Arab communities across Israel staged overnight protests against the fighting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he was deeply concerned about the rocket attacks on Israel and said they should stop immediately. More on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States has sanctioned 7 Lebanese nationals it says are linked to the Iran-backed Hezbollah group and its financial arm. The Treasury Department announced Tuesday that the 7 have been listed as specially designated global terrorists. A spokeswoman for the Treasury said Hezbollah's financial apparatus continues to abuse the Lebanese financial sector and drain Lebanon's financial resources at an already dire time. She said such actions demonstrate Hezbollah's, quote, disregard for financial stability, transparency, or accountability in Lebanon. One of those sanctioned is the chief of Hezbollah's central finance unit, which oversees funding of Hezbollah's terrorist operations and the killing of Hezbollah opponents. According to the Treasury Department, Hezbollah so far has not commented on the sanctions. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday announced new ways to help more Americans get vaccinated against the coronavirus pandemic. The White House said Biden is meeting with a bipartisan group of U.S. governors today, with a group of U.S. governors today. He laid out plans for ride-sharing services to provide free rides to and from vaccination sites. The incentive is meant to help meet the president's goal to have 70% of all Americans at least partially vaccinated by the country's Independence Day, which is July 4th. Right now, 58% is the total who have gotten at least one shot. Biden also announced that some of the country's largest community colleges will serve as vaccination sites for students, staff, and local communities throughout May and June. About a fifth of Americans say they either are skeptical about vaccination or simply have no intention of getting a shot. The U.S. has recorded 582,000 coronavirus deaths and 32.7 million cases. That's more than any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. But the number of new cases has fallen sharply as more Americans have started getting vaccinated. As COVID-19 infection rates begin to drop in the region, European Union ministers met in Brussels Tuesday, hoping to reach an agreement on a pass designed to make it easier for fully vaccinated tourists to travel among European countries. And China's big budget foreign influence operation in the United States is heavily tilted toward television broadcasting and other media activities, according to filings newly disclosed under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Those filings showed that in total, China spent nearly $64 million on propaganda and lobbying inside the United States last year. China has long denied that it carries out influence operations in the United States. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.